sleepy head. It's time to begin your day. Come on now.
It's another banger with
satire.
This is one boy that you don't want to mess around with.
But he's mean.
You know, I've heard a lot about you, you naughty little guy.
You're not going to say anything bad, are you?
No, dumbass.
That night when Barney and Betty Rubble stopped by to pay their regular Sunday night visit, Barney asked
Fred to come and see his tadpole. Fred might like to see the tadpoles, but he can still show Fred his special present.
Oh, he calls it a penis.
That right? Was really neat, Barney.
And now another neat habit.
Domestic violence.
It's a lot of fun.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
You can have fun in the world, but deep joy and peace comes from
kidnapping.
There are so many ways to kidnap kids.
It's such fun to do, and so easy.
Go with a kidnapper.
Okay!
What can I give you as a ransom?
Give me an ordinary automatic rifle and pistol.
Instead, she gave him money.
Just like giving him a loaded gun.
Here you go.
What is this shit?
Male sex organs.
These are usually disguised in the form of
real or synthetic fireplace logs
being placed inside a coffin
where they belong.
That's good.
And they'll have to let your mother out of a prison wagon.
Mother says,
obviously, you mistaken me for someone that gives a shit.
What are you doing out of your cage?
I'm going to give you a great big gift.
What did you say?
I'm going to give you a great
Dick, cried the captain.
Now, just what is it you have in mind, Captain?
Pubic hair should be distributed
to children all over the world.
Who are you, then?
I'm Captain Zigil.
His instructions came from Satan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the producers of this film wish me to instruct you on the simple procedure of vomit.
The amount of flow varies in different people.
Some of you may get just a little dizzy, but don't pay too much attention to it. That will pass away.
And if you're lucky,
you may pass away.
High on cheap vodka and amphetamines.
All this sounds good, but how do I know it's really true?
With the absence of convenience stores and fast food restaurants, people in other societies must be more resourceful when it comes to dining out.
If you mean the cannibals.
Lenny could eat almost everything.
Even children.
Will you come and eat me tomorrow night?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Well, I wouldn't say it's exactly beautiful.
What about a woman showing up naked in a public place?
You take a look at her, she's a slob.
This woman's body is the focus of intense study. Begin by inspecting her external genitalia.
It looks like it's full of tiny holes, doesn't it?
Honestly, that looks good enough to eat.
He never had a chance.
He fell dead.
Oh, that's too bad.
And what about Brenda?
They are hot.
You say she's not so hot.
She's hot enough to replace you whenever I choose.
Replace me? Never!
Those who followed you were foolish and weak, worth no more than our contempt. It's you!
Me!
You!
Me.
Nobody. Johnny Mathis.
Wait a minute. Give me somebody else.
Hi, my name is Jojo.
Go away, will you? You're killing me.
Does that make you feel better?
Why, yes, of course.
This'll make you feel better.
First time we made some noise!
Is it soup yet?
No, it isn't.
You add fresh meat or
tons of cocaine.
Oh, here's the powder. Like this?
Just like that.
Breathe in the powder. It's important to be safe.
Once I killed a bear,
it's perfectly safe.
I got two words I want to say to you.
With ducks.
Now, if you flinch a little at these two words, then your present deodorant has just got to go.
Okay, then. Here goes.
With ducks.
Your present deodorant has just got to go.
To hell!
With Alan Thicke.
Yet there's an awful dread that hangs over him and all other inhabitants of hell.
With him, you will be safe from
Johnny Mathis.
Now it says that I'm supposed to have a tray with soup and
Johnny's mother.
Oh, bless your sweetheart.
You can bet your sweet ass on one thing.
I want you all in jail.
They represent only a minute percentage of the drug trafficking community.
While the rest of them whack the volleyball.
Hey! Don't forget
the Sesame Street cast, including Big Bird and all his friends,
who had killed hundreds of thousands of
priests, ministers, doctors, police officers,
clowns, and acrobats.
Thanks, Big Bird.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We are talking about the murder of a police officer.
Just wait till Dad sees how easy it is.
I'm a police officer.
That's easy.
Pretty soon it should be as easy as tying your shoes.
I don't know how to do this shit.
Me neither. So now you've met all the Care Bears.
I have not.
Let's see if we can
say goodbye and perhaps.
Oh my God, this is impossible. This is just impossible. I just can't believe it. I don't know what to say.
I'd like to thank you for coming by. It's a pleasure.